listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WHYY at 7:45. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. Some top Philadelphia officials want the city to become the first in the U.S. to open a supervised injection site. That's where people addicted to heroin or opioids inject drugs under medical supervision. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports the controversial proposal would first have to overcome resistance from key players in the city.
The idea of a safe injection site is to let people shoot up with clean needles and their own drugs while medical staff with Narcan stand by. Part of the aim is to get some of the users into treatment, but also to reduce overdose deaths. There are more than 100 such facilities around the world, but none in the United States. Seattle and San Francisco are trying, but neither has been successful so far. Philly might just become the first to set one up. A key backer of the idea is District Attorney Larry Krasner.
Supervised injection sites are a form of harm reduction. They've been proven to be very important.
Once last year's count is final, officials say opioid overdose deaths are expected to have killed 1,200 people in Philadelphia. That's quadruple the city's murder rate.
The only way to get people to turn their lives around is to keep them alive long enough so they can do that, and we're going to do that.
Sources close to the talk say one proposal is to have the injection site overseen by a privately funded nonprofit in Kensington, a neighborhood that's been hit hard by the epidemic. And Krasner is expected to promise not to prosecute those using illegal drugs there. Scott Burris is the director of Temple University's Center for Public Health Law Research. He says it can help more than just drug users.
The community is sick of people injecting in doorways and abandoned buildings and dropping their needles where they use them, and generally contributing to a sense of disorder. And there's very strong evidence that safe injection facilities help communities by getting all that stuff off the street.
Not everyone's excited about the idea. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross has voiced some skepticism, and Councilwoman Maria Keona Sanchez, whose district includes Kensington, has said it would encourage drug use. But Jen Bowles doesn't think so. She's a researcher who did her Drexel doctoral dissertation on the opioid crisis in Kensington.
Saving one's life or preventing HIV or hepatitis C transmission is not enabling drug use, right? It's enabling one to be able to continue living as healthy of a life as possible given their circumstances.
Studies that have examined a safe injection site that launched in Vancouver, Canada in 2003 found that people were more likely to seek detox services and long-term addiction treatment after it opened, and it reduced the number of overdoses. But faced with similar proposals in other cities, federal law enforcement officials have recently said, if you do it, we'll arrest everyone involved and seize the facility's assets. Feds say injection sites normalize the abuse of illegal drugs. Researcher Bowles says not so fast.
It's really difficult in the United States because we have a culture that's so ingrained in the war on drugs that just says that drug use needs to stop. And there's a tremendous fear that says if we create a space in which drug users can more safely consume drugs, that may somehow be encouraging drug use. But that conflicts with the science that has found that not to be true.
Patrick Traynor is a special agent with the Drug Enforcement Administration for the Philadelphia Field Office. He says the laws are the laws.
The DEA does not concur or condone with the concept of safe injection sites.
So in the face of a federal crackdown, it's unclear if Philadelphia will move forward with the injection site plan. For one, Burris at Temple thinks the city should
force the feds to take a position. If they really want to arrest doctors and nurses and confiscate a building or equipment from not-for-profits who are trying to save lives, let them say that, and let's look at that in the clear light of day.
Even if the feds stand back, though, the neighborhood backlash would be swift and mighty. People may support creating an injection site as long as it's not in their neighborhood. Those pushing the idea might have won over more supporters, yet they still have to persuade the city officials who could stop it, and at least some of the residents who will be living around it. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.